This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Thursday, June 30th, 2011. I'm Caleb Brown. The president is blaming congressional Republicans for failing to pass an increase in the federal debt limit. Republicans, meanwhile, are trying to get as many short-term spending cuts as possible, matched with a long-term budget cap. Dan Mitchell, senior fellow at the Cato Institute, comments. Where is everybody on trying to get significant spending reductions in the federal spending and also raising the debt limit in the short run?
The honest answer is I have no idea, because both sides are obviously engaging in a lot of finger-pointing and bickering. Republicans at least claim that they want to get some serious reforms on the spending side of the budget. Obama is trying to maneuver Republicans into a tax increase trap, sort of a budget summit like they had in 1990 with the first President Bush, because that always turns out to be a disaster politically and economically for the GOP. So you can understand his motives. If I had to guess, the final outcome of all this, and we may not know for another month or month and a half, is it'll be something like what we got with the government shutdown, government slowdown debate earlier this year, where it's mostly a lot of smoke and mirrors, but Republicans don't give in on tax increases, but Obama doesn't give in on reducing the size of government.
When people talk about spending cuts, they're all for them until you tell them what they are. And that's probably something that, at least for most Republicans, is fine as long as all they have to talk about is spending cuts as a general matter.
Clearly, Republicans are braver about going after big government when they're limited to just the abstract concept. When it comes time to actually have the rubber meet the road, they tend to get a little bit more squeamish. Although I will say they did earlier this year march down to the floor of the House and pass the Ryan budget, which had real entitlement reforms and other controls on the growth of things like discretionary spending, you know, the run-of-the-mill departments and agencies that litter this town. So they have in the past been willing to do bold things. And the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, his gambit is to say, well, if you want a $2 trillion increase in the debt limit, Mr. President, give us $2 trillion of spending cuts. Now, of course, not real spending cuts. It's the Washington definition, but it would still be at least a real reduction in the rate of growth of spending. Republicans in the Senate have a different approach. They haven't really rallied behind the dollar-for-dollar Boehner proposal, but they are talking about Senator Mike Lee's tax limitation balanced budget amendment. They are talking about Senator Corker's CAP Act, which would impose limits on the growth of government enforced by automatic spending cuts known as sequester. So there are lots of ideas out there, but the fact that Republicans haven't rallied behind one idea probably is hurting their own cause, because it makes it very difficult to go to the American people and say, don't you agree with us that we shouldn't increase the charge limit on Obama's credit card without him giving us reform A, B, or C in exchange. You can't do it like a Chinese menu and say, we have these 10 great ideas. You have to focus in, at least that would be my assessment, on one or two good ideas and convince the American people that this is worth having an eye-to-eye battle with Obama.
There has been an effort to combine the Corker plan with the Mike Lee plan, this so-called cut, cap, and balance pledge, and it was just launched last week, and I haven't heard much beyond that.
Well, that's the way of marrying all these different proposals. The cut part would be what Boehner's talking about, dollar of spending cuts for every dollar of debt limit increase. The cap part would be Senator Corker's proposal, and the balance part would be Senator Lee's balanced budget tax limitation amendment. I wonder, though, whether that soundbite can be understood by the American people, that it is a coherent three-part strategy, but no one's really explaining it. So it just right now it's just a buzz phrase, and maybe it'll work. I don't know. I haven't seen any polling numbers or certainly any focus groups on it. Let's not forget that I think Obama has a trump card that he's holding back. He can send Geithner or Bernanke out to scare the financial markets. And if you have Geithner and Bernanke deliberately trying to rattle the markets, and that causes, say, the Dow to go down 500 points in a day, are Republicans going to fold and surrender like they did on the TARP vote a couple of years ago, where you had the financial markets getting shaky and they somehow thought the bailout was the solution? that's hard to say, but I think that's what the – if you talk to the Republicans privately on Capitol Hill, that's their worst-case scenario, is getting stampeded into a, what would be called a clean debt limit, but basically would be a giveaway to Obama. They might get stampeded into that if they were afraid of the financial markets adversely reacting. Of course, they wouldn't be adversely reacting to the debt limit. They'd be adversely reacting to the possibility of Bernanke doing something really silly, you know, QE3, QE4, who knows?
Dan Mitchell is a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. Read more on the debt limit at cato.org.